Hey, this is Overslept with Chris Laker. That's me. All right. So, it is 9:12 a.m. I believe the world might be falling apart. Not sure. Something about Russia and the president yelling about us going through his room. But let's not get into all that. You know, smarter people are going to figure that out, and or not, I guess. Maybe Donald Trump yells his way out of this one. Maybe he gets kicked out. Who knows? Maybe he goes to jail. Maybe you don't think any of this is illegal. Maybe it's not. But, like I said, fuck all that. I'm up at this ungodly hour of 9:13. Because I got a dentist appointment. And just got some stuff to do. So, you get this episode early. I got an email yesterday. I love getting emails. This from a gentleman in Michigan. He asked that I not give out his name suspiciously. What are you hiding, sir? I don't even know if I could give out his first name. If you knew his first name in Michigan, you might be able to put it together. So let's call him Larry. That is not his name. I'm not, like, doing a thing where I say, here's his fake name, and I give you his real name. Not. But, so if you're looking for a Larry in Michigan, not the dude. I don't even know where in Michigan. But, I think it's a big state. I've heard good things about Michigan. I've been to Detroit, the suburbs of Detroit. I wasn't in the actual Detroit. And that was about, let's say, 7 years ago. So I think it was before the hipsters were really getting heavy into the urban farming there. But it seemed nice enough of a place. Anyway, said Larry says, I don't use Twitter, but I wanted to let you know people are out there. Granted, I have a lot of time to listen to podcasts. Wonder what that means. I guess, yeah. Well, when I worked in an office, so did I. I don't know if it works or not. Everybody works just listening to podcasts. Haven't been listening to you that long. Well, the show's only been around a week. But that's interesting because I assumed everybody listening were people that knew me from my, you know, either other shows or whatever, not just found this show. So that is very interesting. I guess Larry just found this show somehow, stumbled upon it, and just kept listening, which surprises the shit out of me. I assume this is people that either enjoyed other podcasts of mine over the years or my stand-up and were willing to bear with me and kind of show, just listen each day and say, hey, maybe today it's good. Nope, maybe tomorrow. But Larry seems to be brand new, doesn't even know who the hell I am, which is great. Larry, you might want to check out This Week in Jackin', which is a podcast where myself and Micah Fox, she's a very funny comedian, we talk to people, mostly other comedians, about what they masturbate to. It's a pretty fun show. We had a bunch of episodes of it. You can check it out. I also have an album called Moments of Greatness. And that is something you could buy if that's something you'd like to do. It's on iTunes or whatever. But you can just stream it on whatever. You know, most people have Spotify. Maybe not most people, but a lot of people have Spotify, Apple Music, something like that. You can just listen to it there. That doesn't cost you any more money. Okay. Haven't listened to it long, but I'm enjoying all your stuff. All your stuff. So maybe he already knows about all that stuff. Okay, sorry, Larry. Wasted your time. Should have read ahead. I'm not even sure why. I'll give you that. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I don't know why either. I think I'm invested because I can't decide on whether you're talking about deep issues in the shallowest way or shallow shit in an amazingly deep way. I don't even know which is better. In any case, thank you and best of luck. Okay, decent. And then I wrote back to Larry saying that I was going to read this email on the show. And then he's definitely not obligated to read through or at least leave my name off. Check, did it. For whatever it's worth, the main reason I'm fascinated by Overslept is because it's some bizarre, very ambitious experiment in free association. Must be tough. I know I would probably say fuck it every morning. I'll be looking out if you're ever in Michigan. Sent from my iPhone. Okay, so a guy with an iPhone in Michigan, not named Larry, but I know his real name. I could track this motherfucker down. Don't know why. Okay, yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate that. I don't know if it's ambitious. I'm actually doing this because it feels like the least ambitious thing I can do. And that is to do a podcast where it requires no work on my part except talking for whatever amount of time I feel like. You know, I said 20 minutes, but I could shut it down right now. That's the end of the episode. Bye. You know, it doesn't matter. Because I'll be like, hey, I do it every day. But, I don't think it's... But, I'm glad that he's fascinated by it and that people are, there are some people listening without even me overly, I tweeted about this once and that's really it. And I'm starting to mention it on This Week in Jackin, which has a lot more listeners than this show. So hopefully some more people will be coming over from there to here, but I don't know. Either shallow. I think I'm doing both those things. Maybe I don't know about amazing or deep or whatever. But anyway, I love emails. Everybody, email me. Tell me what you think of the show. Tell me what you think about life. Tell me your dreams. And I won't read, like, every single email, like, if you don't want me to read it. Or maybe I'll just give the gist of it and say, hey, Shirley from Idaho is, having a rough time with her relationship. This is what I think. You know, I could do that. And, it is a day after Valentine's Day. I didn't do anything for Valentine's Day. Oh, I went out to eat. Actually did. Went to the restaurant. And there's an Italian place in the neighborhood. It's featured in an episode of Seinfeld. And we went there. Go there all the time. Anyway, but it was like a casual Valentine's Day. This is, it's also interesting because this Trump thing. And I'm not even talking about him as a person or whatever, but this thing about him is talking about the leaks. The problem is the leaks, because there's all this stuff about him, his campaign talking to Russia, blah, blah, blah. And it reminded me of some years ago when I found out my ex-wife was cheating on me because I spied on her computer and... I saw all the stuff that she was saying. It just kind of, it was pretty tough. But when first confronted, she was, you were spying on me? And then the only reply I could have was, yeah. So it just reminds me of that, of like when you're getting busted and you don't dig on the method of how you got busted, you know, you think that that's going to, but between that and Valentine's Day, I was just thinking about love, you know, talking about deep things in a shallow way or shallow things in deep. So, you know, what there is an interesting thing on Valentine's Day where you see everybody. I saw a lot of people scrambling to buy roses at the delis. You know, everybody's selling flowers. I thought about buying flowers, but you know, I worry about. I think there's a bunch of flowers that are like death to cats, that they're poison, and I don't know what they are. And my cats eat everything. They try to eat every. They think they live in a gingerbread house, and everything might be food. Like they'll just chew on a computer monitor, thinking maybe it'll become like Fancy Feast. But and they don't learn that it's not that. They're pretty smart, but that's the one thing that they. I don't even think that's like they don't learn. I just think they're very optimistic about life, and think maybe everything could be delicious. But what is it about like I don't even know why flowers are a good gift. I guess because chicks dig them. It's very heteronormative. That's another podcast I had for a little while. Anyway, but the idea that we feel the need to be coupled up, I did my whole life. You feel like this desperate need, and if you're not, it's almost like you're shunned from society. As a single person, if you're a single person amongst, now a single man's got a ton easier. I'll say that. Single man out with, like, married friends, you're kind of a wacky bastard. I think the woman is more pitied. And in New York City, it's a ton easier than it is other places. But, you know, if you go out to suburbs where it's like, why are you even out here if you're not going to be a family? You're reminding us of what we gave up. Leave us, single person. But there's a want, there's a need to be in relationships. Now, I don't think when I met Jacqueline, that was something, because I wasn't even that far out of a relationship. I was married, then I was like living with somebody else, like after a year, and then I was only broken up 6 months when I met Jacqueline, but it was just like that was it. But what is that? You know? Like, why aren't we always just being like single people running around and then you know, just doing it when we need to do it? That's is that like just in our DNA? Is it from farming? I read somewhere. I was about to say I read. Did not read it. Somebody else read it and told it to me at a party. They said they read it. I have no idea if they read this. They said that they had read that all this shit is farming culture. And it just kind of got instilled in society that we need to make families and be married and just to sustain a farm. And now we don't farm anymore, but it's still there. I don't know if that's true. It sounds, I mean, because like, why then do little kids not growing up on a farm want to just like, they, you know, I remember in fifth grade, it was like this big deal to go on dates to the movies with somebody else. Now, I didn't go out on a date with anybody in fifth grade. I didn't go out on a date with anybody in high school, even. But I wanted to. And what's up with that? I don't know. Now, our kids don't even do that anymore. I heard, now this is just me saying, I heard this, I heard that. I heard kids don't even go, I heard that a while ago, but I heard like a few years back the kids don't go on dates, individual dates. They just go on group dates. So maybe this is all farming shit, and I wouldn't have even given a fuck if I was born a few years later. Bummer. Except, I mean, I dig not having to seek entertainment outside my house. I go home and I watch TV, and I got Jacqueline to talk to, and I got my cats running around. And it's like, I don't even, it's like I'm not just like a homebody like that all the time, but it feels pretty good when I'm like, I got no shows, which is more often than I'd like, but I'm like, dude, I just could just fucking chill in my house and do chilling in my house when I'm alone. I mean, it can be okay, but it can be a bummer. Cause then you just you have too much time to think about your life. I'll just analyze myself. I don't know. Jacqueline's going away this weekend. She's going to DC. If any of you guys live in DC, you should go to the DC Improv. See Jacqueline and Jamie Lee. They wrote a book together, so they're doing like some comedy shows. It'd be a funny show. You should go. Anyway, and if any of you people are getting married, Ridiculous. That's a book Jamie Lee wrote with Jacqueline. You can buy it. That's a book makes probably a good gift. You know. Boy, this was like a kind of an aimless like babble about, but I'll say that I enjoy love. I think it's fun. So maybe that's all it's worth, is that it feels good and it's fun. That's Jacqueline's alarm going off. I don't have a soundproof booth here. And she's listening to all this, but, you know, whatever. You know, it's like, I don't know if she's paying attention. She's kind of off into her own, like, she's doing something. So she might not even be listening. But when I'm talking, it's like I don't even really think about that she's listening. You know what I mean? Because it's like we live in this one box together all the time. So it's like we don't. It's like I'm alone. Even though, but yeah, love is good. I'll say that. Even though it causes some terrible things, crimes of passion, heartbreak. You know, loneliness. That's like the after. That's the when it's over. You know, it's like anything that's pleasurable. It's probably fucking bad for you, and then, but you can. I'm not saying my relationship's good for me, but you know, just overall, because it's bad for me. Because if Jacqueline decided tomorrow that she was like, for Christ's sake, this is enough of this. Which I couldn't blame her. I would feel terrible, and then I'd be like, oh, I was all dependent upon this relationship for my happiness. But fuck it. You know, everything fun is you just gotta ride it out. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know, you people in love. What do you think? You can tell me about it. Email me. Tweet at me. All that shit. I'm trying to start up. I'm trying to figure out how we should all hang out and talk together in general. But if that's something people want to do. You know, but for now, you can email me, chris@chrislaker.com. That's real easy. And I'll answer. If you put overslept in the subject, I'll read it and I'll answer it for sure. And if you tweet at me, or if you want to get at me on Facebook, you do that too. You add me as a friend of Facebook. That's cool. If you want to leave a review on iTunes. Maybe there's no reviews of the show on iTunes right now, but maybe a couple of you guys could do that. I think that's it. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We love you.